More music and more fun with Nikki and Zamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
A bit of footy news about Tim Kelly's the new Eagles recruit.
Yes. Now, it's going to take me a while to get used to the name Tim Kelly. Whenever someone says Tim Kelly, I think of Paul Kelly.
Yeah, oh, well, the
I'm
first
thinking
thing
someone's
think,
talking about Paul Kelly.
He's in the family.
This is football.
He's clearly his brother. Yeah, well, he was at the grand final, so that's why Paul
they
Kelly
must
is
be related.
Now football. That's right. That's what he's all about.
And Tim Kelly, footy player, ex-Geelong now, and now he's with Eagles. So.
And a deal of up to 6 years. That's a
massive
big
deal.
Contract. They didn't talk any money.
They don't need
you,
to. We
you
can
would
assume.
Imagine it'd be pretty good.
Oh, yeah. He's a great player, so it's a great get for Eagles.
And that's really just that's the start of the big trades action. There's plenty of that going on.
Oh, yeah, this week. And next is 2 weeks
it's
now,
It's 10
isn't
days
it?
Worth now, isn't it? Yes. Yeah, but I feel like it goes on for even longer than that.
I know, I feel like it's been going on for months already, but it's only been
Jostling, probably leading up to it already. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm no doubt Mike Reddings will plug us in with the details tomorrow.
Yeah.
And also Josh Carr's been named Dockers assistant.
Right.
Under Justin Longmuir. So they're kind of starting to put pieces into place.
Yep. The Freo Dockers almost have a full coaching team.
Have they got a CEO yet? Or is that...
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that was the other thing that was meant to come together. So, look, hey, we'll watch.
They're almost together. Almost a working side.
They're almost a complete human between them. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Brianna's here from Central Mandurah. Hello there. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, all right.
That is good. Now, we've got a chance for you to win a science-themed birthday party. Would this be for yourself or are you passing this one on?
I'm passing this one to my brother, my little brother.
Oh, fantastic. Well,
yeah, I think you might enjoy that.
Yeah,
you could win it tomorrow. All you have to do is solve this riddle. What goes up and goes down but does not move?
Is it a seesaw?
A seesaw?
Mm. I mean, I'd argue that a seesaw moves, possibly.
Yeah, a seesaw does technically move, so that is not the answer, I'm afraid.
Oh, do you have any other thoughts? 95815973. You don't have anything else in the back catalogue there that you might throw out there?
What goes up?
Nah, I think that's all I had at the moment.
All right. Well, Brianna, thanks for having a go.
Not a problem.
Take it easy. Coast, hello. Who's this?
Mitch.
Mitch, what do you reckon? Is it not a seesaw?
What goes up and down but doesn't move?
Be the sun.
The sun.
Well, actually, that moves too.
Yeah. Well, the sun. Does the sun
moves.
Move?
Yeah, well, we're all moving, so yeah, kind of. I like it.
It's
I hear
not
what
the answer
saying.
I've got here, I'm afraid. That's a very good answer, though.
Nice try.
Thanks for trying.
Coast FM, hello.
Oh, hello.
What do you reckon?
Is it the volume?
The volume.
As in, like, sound?
Yeah.
I suppose that, sound kind of does move. Sound's vibration. Mm. I mean, I don't want to be technical about this. So the point is none of these are the answer that we have here. So I know you could say that's the closest.
Mm.
What's your name?
Chelsea.
Chelsea, if the next caller doesn't get it, we're going to give it to you.
Awesome.
Well, one
She's
more person
crossing
to
her
try.
Fingers.
Let's pick this person here. Coast FM, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So what goes up and down but doesn't move?
So seesaw crossed off the list, the sun crossed off the list, and sound is sort of but not quite.
I'm going to say temperature.
Temperature.
What goes up and down but doesn't move? Yes, it's temperature. Oh, we got there in the end. Who's this?
My name's Cassie.
Cassie,
well done. You're in the draw for the science-themed birthday party with the Learning Pod. Good on ya.
Thank you.
And I can hear someone that might appreciate that in the background. Well done.
That's my daughter.
Oh, beautiful.
Now, I don't know if you heard this story, Nikki, but the former Pussycat Doll and Australia's Got Talent judge, Nicole Scherzinger.
Yep.
Which is, I believe, the correct way to pronounce her name.
Has, if you say it with enthusiasm, then everyone believe that's how you say it.
Has reportedly been sharing some of the Aussie slang that she's picked up since she's been here.
Yes.
This is recently on Kelly Clarkson's new talk show. And she reckons one of our most iconic phrases is the word Sula.
Sula.
S-U-L-A, Sula. Mm. Not like the bins, but similar.
Yeah, right. You know never heard anyone say that.
No,
ever.
Me neither.
What does she reckon it means?
Well, apparently it stands for sweaty upper lip alert.
Sweaty upper lip alert.
If you don't got a sula, you ain't working hard enough. That's what they say in Australia. Like what?
Is it?
Really?
No. Okay.
I don't know about you.
Never ever heard of that. But might be one Australian that has said that and she
to
thought
her.
Yeah.
Now, actually, now I think about it, of course, I'm always talking about my sula.
The sula, are you?
Yeah, honestly. I mean, I'm always saying, hey, Nikki, check out my sula. Or, do you reckon my sula looks big in this? That's one small step for my sula. One giant leap for mankind.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Maybe you could try drop that into your daily conversations.
Well, I'm giving you some thought starters.
Like, oh, my God, Sula. I was going to say Sula alert, but that'd be alert alert, I'm wouldn't it?
Should somebody tell her?
Oh, my God, she's got a massive Sula.
My God.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With our guru of the goss, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Now, the judges for MasterChef Australia have been announced, and we've never heard of any of them.
No.
Channel 10 have announced the new judges of MasterChef will be Scottish celebrity chef Jock Zonfrillo.
Oh, yes.
Food writer Melissa Leong.
Of course.
And 2012 MasterChef winner Andy Allen.
Right.
So there you go.
Yeah.
We'll wait and
so
see how
many
that goes.
People to pick from, and they went with them.
Curtis, I was convinced Curtis would be in there. Anyway,
I thought Huey or, you know, someone.
Nope. Anyway, wait and see for the next season of MasterChef. Now, Miley Cyrus is in hospital with tonsillitis. Mm. She says she should be better by the weekend and seems to be recovering with the help of new Aussie boyfriend Cody Simpson. He brought her roses and serenaded her with a new song that he wrote just for the occasion. She's gone. Thing and I shouted the words in the first daylight, and the chorus words burst on into sight. Now I know that I'm hurt, whatever it's worth. Oh, their relationship would be sickening, wouldn't it? Would,
singing
wouldn't
at each other all the time.
Yeah.
I hope they're very happy, but I hope we're not subjected to too much of it.
She called it the sweetest song and said that she's pressuring him to drop it next week because it's just so good.
Drop
so
it like it's hot.
Look out for a song called Golden Thing by our very own Cody Simpson next week.
All right.
Now, the Sussex Royal Instagram account has teased an Ed Sheeran collaboration for World Mental Health Day. That is today, but obviously it'll most likely be tomorrow if it's coming from the UK.
Of the time
yeah, yeah. So the most iconic gingers are best buds, apparently. Of course they are, because who isn't Ed friends with? They shared this clip of him arriving at Harry and Meghan's home.
Can I just say the doorbell is the best bit?
It is.
Hey, man. Do you mind if I bring the camera in?
Of course, yeah, cool.
Which is just a little bit of God Save the Queen, if you're wondering.
How awesome is that? The words coming soon are at the end of the video with the hashtag WMHD for World Mental Health Day. They're saying that the clip's going to be out soon, the full video.
Right.
So it looks like a tour of the house, maybe.
Okay.
Harry and Meghan's house. So wait, look for it.
Can I say I really hope that the doorbell is that? I don't think it is.
I think it would be really nice
if it would be, wouldn't it?
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.